If you drop me, I'll probably crack, but give me a smile and I'll always smile back. What am I? I'm a mirror. This kind of puzzle is a riddle, a difficult question that has a surprising or funny answer. Riddles are a fun way to practice English. Here are three ways riddles can help. Expand vocabulary. A riddle has a question and an answer. To understand the question, it's important to know the meaning of each word in that question. You also need to use the correct word to answer it. By learning the right words, you'll expand your vocabulary every time you solve a riddle. Practice creative thinking. Thinking creatively is a good brain exercise. Solving riddles is a great way to get creative because the answer is never simple. Thinking about a problem in new ways will give your brain a workout while you practice English. Learn new meanings. Some words sound the same but have different meanings, some are even spelled the same. Remember this when you try to solve a riddle, the word you hear or see might not be what you think it is. Learning new word meanings to solve riddles will help you better understand English. Riddle me this. Now, it's your turn. The answers are below, but don't cheat. Why is 6 afraid of 7? Why is the letter A like noon? A man rode into town on Tuesday. 2 days later he rode home on Tuesday. How is this possible? The more you have of it, the less you see. What is it? What can you hold in your left hand, but not in your right hand? Scroll down to check your answers. Remember, no cheating. Wrapping it up. To add some fun to your English practice, try riddles. They'll help you think in creative ways, expand your vocabulary, and learn new word meanings. Do you have a favorite English riddle? Check your answers. Because 7, 8, 9 because it's in the middle of the day, day, his horse's name is Tuesday. Darkness your right hand.